The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Part of the Answer, the show where you get a peek into the minds of some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business leaders. Hear the success stories behind their companies and get to know them inside and outside of the boardroom. No press releases, no sound bites, just an authentic conversation that explores from the moment their business was conceived to the vision for its future. Now, here's your host, Mike Scott.
We're back. It's a new year. I'm Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Mike Scott. We're so glad you're here. This is appointment radio for many of you where you get insights on trends and developments in business with clients and partners here on AM 560, The Answer. But you also hear interesting stories and developments and trends that you may need and want to apply in your own business. And we have one of those opportunities for you today here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer. There are many very good regional development opportunities for businesses in Illinois and Southeast Wisconsin, Northwest Indiana to belong to. One of the best is the Greater O'Hare Association, a business association that expands in and around the Greater O'Hare area, based in Itasca. And Alyssa Lombardo is here with the Greater O'Hare Association. Welcome in. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you brought some gentlemen with you to talk about how an important part of being a business in 2020 is staying interconnected, staying on trend with developments, but also being partners with each other, not just being an individual business owner. And we're so glad you're here.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
And Elliot and Davis, Elliot Etheridge and Davis Kroll, your organization, ServPro, you guys are a part of the Greater O'Hare Association, and we're so glad you're here. Welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to be here.
Brian Fry is with Heartland. Heartland is a global payments company. Brian, on my right here, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Tom Ghosh is here with GLM, Business Accounting and Strategy. And Tom, we're glad you're here. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tom, we're going to start with you. This is an interesting organization because there are a lot of regional business organizations. Why this one? Why is this so important to your organization?
Well, what we do is business accounting.
Sure.
So we work with business owners on their basic accounting stuff.
Sure.
Which means I got to talk to business owners. Other chambers have business owners, but they're mainly business to consumer. And one of the reasons I like the GOA is that there are a lot of business-to-business businesses there, if I could say business anymore,
yeah.
Where they're mainly business owners. And if they're not business owners, they're trying to sell to or working with other business owners. And to say business one more time, that's who I like to work with. So I like working with guys like Brian and Davis to be able to work with businesses that they're working with because we don't compete with each other and actually we can help each other out a lot.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Isn't it, Tom? Because you may actually need their service that they have.
Yeah.
Not just we want to partner and collaborate together as business owners in a regional area and we want to attract new business in. We want to attract residents into this area because it's a great place to set up and do business. But you may actually just need what they have.
Exactly. So when we're dealing with our clients and we're looking at their financials, and we're looking at their expenses, we can, you know, each line item is somebody in the GOA that handles that, that can save them money, that can provide them better service, that can do a lot of different things that they currently can't do, and that's why I like the GOA.
Sure. Alyssa, we're going to pass the mic down. And Alyssa, how long has the GOA been around? Do you remember how many years ago it was founded or what its initial purpose was, and then when did it develop into what it is now?
Mm-hmm. So we just recently had our 40th anniversary. We got to celebrate with a gala. It was awesome. All of our members came, and it was just a big celebration of, you know, what the GOA does and how we can help each other out.
How many members are there in total?
800 members.
800 members. And that encompasses probably things that we would think about like Tom's company, like Brian's company and Elliot and Davis's company, but probably things we haven't thought of as well, too. I imagine it covers a whole gambit of businesses and associations that are part of the GOA.
Absolutely. It's everything across the board. You know, you can really find any resource, any business, or, you know, just some tips, somebody to help, anything you can find at the GOA. And everybody is always more than welcome to help you out.
Sure. Elliot and Davis, like Tom said, there are a lot of different organizations you could belong to. For your organization, ServPro, why is it important to be a part of the GOA?
It's important for us because of the breadth that we get for the community. There are a lot of organizations out there where we can go and join and be targeted in a particular village or in a particular region.
Sure.
But the breadth of the GOA, you know, this, as far as the footprint that is brought into the GOA, it's incredibly expansive. And really, I mean, when you think about the Greater O'Hare Association, mm-hmm. I mean, that really is what it is. And, you know, being, you know, situated in the largest industrial park in North America, it presents us with a tremendous opportunity to network and to, you know, build, help support that ecosystem.
We really think of business sometimes, even in the Chicago area, and we shouldn't do this, but we think of it as a 9-to-5, an 8-to-5, a 6-to-2 thing. I drive to work at 2:30 in the morning, and I take 290 out from Riverside, out to Schaumburg, where our studios are right now. And it is at peak, almost as busy as it is at that time of day as it is at noontime, and they're all coming here. We're set up not that far, 2.5-3 miles. We're on a runway, southeast runway at O'Hare. So we hear the planes, we see them come over, but I see the cars coming in at 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And Brian, that's got to be very of interest to you, to any organization, to see that flow of traffic coming in at all hours of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is an area that is critical to the whole economic infrastructure of the Chicago area.
Oh, absolutely. Chicago being the third largest statistical metropolitan area in the United States. And this area being a great association to serve, it's a great place to make a living. It really is.
Sure. And it is it's an important spot because obviously more people running through this airport than almost any other than Atlanta in the city of Chicago. So you've got that going for you as well, too. But it is interesting. Elliot and Davis, you're part of this largest business park in the world, mm-hmm. and Elk Grove Village and this entire area that surrounds Itasca and places like that, they've sort of catered toward making that very important to who they are as a community, as many other communities have around O'Hare.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things when we think about the footprint that we have in this area is just the breadth of businesses that are here is staggering. When you drive down the streets in the industrial park, you'll see everybody from, you know, custom manufacturers to, you know, fabric shops to training to transportation.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible how diverse the ecosystem is here.
The volume of trucks going in out of here is amazing. I can't count. My dad drove truck for 46 years. And he comes out here just to watch the trucks. Tom, this is a great place to do business, but what makes the GOA great to be a part of?
Well, I think it's the people. You got the people and the businesses, but in those businesses are the people. And at these different networking events that we have, you get some really nice people to do business with. People don't generally buy from businesses at this level. They buy from other people. And it just so happens that there's a business that supports them behind them. You buy your Nike shoes,
right?
But when you're really concerned about something that has to do with your business, especially on the financial side, like credit card processing, you can get from pretty much anywhere.
Sure.
But do you want to get it from anywhere, or do you want to get it from somebody that you can call up if there is an issue, or if you can, if something else comes out of your business? Hey, who do you know who? The people are the ones that can help you with that. And that's where Brian comes in with Heartland, is to be able to have not just what you do, but other things that you can get and learn from and be introduced to.
Sure. The core values of the Greater O'Hare Association are interesting because the first one that's listed, Alyssa, is collaboration. And That's a buzzword today, but for businesses in the Chicagoland area, if you don't collaborate, my guess is you're probably going to die.
Absolutely, and that's something that all of our members do take advantage of. They take advantage of each other, and they really do try to help each other out as much as possible. We want to see each other grow. We want to see each other succeed. You know, we are that support system. We are that helping hand. We are whatever we need to be for each other.
So you become a promoter not just of the Greater O'Hare Association. You become a partner in promoting those businesses as well, too.
Absolutely.
And fiscal responsibility in the short time we have left, what bedrock does that mean for you as you work with these other business partners? The opportunity for you to be able to be a good steward of their resources. Obviously, there's probably a membership that comes with it.
Sure. You're not just a member of the business community. We had one brand new business that was having some issues getting started.
Sure.
Came to the GOA, talked about his issues. We got him in touch with the village of Elk Grove and helped him solve those issues that he couldn't have done otherwise without being part of the GOA.
Partnership, collaboration, stewardship, vision. It's all part of the Greater O'Hare Association. We'll have more about the stories that bring these men to the table here on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer, coming up next.
And now, more of AM 560's Part of the Answer, a behind-the-scenes look at some of Chicago's most successful businesses. Once again, here's Mike Scott.
We're back on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer. We're so glad that you're here because we're learning more about the member businesses that make up the Regional Business Association of the Greater O'Hare Association here on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer. Many folks around the table today will get to all their names and what they do in just a moment. We just want to remind you a little bit about the GOA, thegoa.com. Thegoa.com is where you get more information on the Greater O'Hare Association, their vision, their programs and events. One big one coming up. We'll talk about that with Alyssa in just a moment and the gentleman as well around the table. But this is critical to who the GOA is, to create value and identity, to collaborate. There's even political advocacy as well, too, because there is a state capital to deal with as well, too, and different aldermen and different boards you need to deal with on the local level as well, too, to make sure business runs smoothly and all the gears are oiled correctly and roads are plowed and things like that as well, too. So the GOA does all of those things and is an association that also puts it out there as well so those businesses can promote themselves and collaborate together. And Alyssa, the Business Expo is coming up. It's one of your big events on the year. You'd mentioned one in our first segment where you had that gala, the 40th anniversary gala, but the Biz Expo happens every year, right?
It does. It happens every year. This year it's going to be March 5th from 2 to 6 at Avalon Banquet. So, you know, if you can join us for that, we'd love to have you. Everybody is welcome either as a booth, exhibitor, participant, or just as an attendee.
And when you come there, are the businesses setting up? Do they have booths? Is this a table catered event, or is this more like an event where you have a booth and you can walk by these organizations?
Yes, everybody will have a booth with a table if they need one, and you're more than welcome to visit as many booths for however long as you want with the time allotted.
Sure. So what's the goal? Why do you bring all of these, as we said in the first segment, almost 800 businesses together? What's the goal? Why bring all these people under one roof?
So there are a couple different goals. One of them could be to find potential clients. So it's good for our businesses to be out there and to promote themselves and for attendees to come to see, you know, if this is something that they want to do business with. They can then exchange information and hopefully get everything together. Another one is to really just kind of figure out who is in the area and all the resources you have available to you.
I'm guessing that there are members of the Greater O'Hare Association listening to this right now, so they have deadlines they need to meet. So let's be a Franklin planner for them, and let's make sure that they hit their deadlines. Right, what deadlines are coming up?
So if you are a member of the GOA, you have until January 31st, and that's going to be to take advantage of our early bird special.
Sure.
Other than that, you still do have a couple months to exhibit. If you're a last minute planner, you know, I'm an event planner. I don't really like you guys, but if you are, just give us a call, and we'll see what we we can do to get you into the exhibit.
Sure, and it doesn't need to be anything elaborate or crazy, right? You don't need to spend thousands of dollars to have a good presentation, right?
Right, and all you have to do is fill out a form, put all your information in it. Again, it's going to be available on thegoa.com.
Sure, these guys don't like play indoor golf or something like that during this time. They're actually busy, right?
Hopefully.
All right. Tom, the wonderful thing about things like this, as we mentioned in the first segment, is the opportunity to meet and not just talk shop about your business, but to be able to talk to other people and see what they need and collaborate on. Have good things happened for you at the Business Expo?
Yeah, I've been with GLM for 4 years. I've exhibited for the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been really good. Each year has a theme where you can dress up your booth a little bit closer to the theme. This year it's a board game theme or a game theme. It's the Game of Business Expo.
Oh, yeah.
So you might see Candyland. You might see Monopoly. You might see a lot of different ways to set up your booth. Last year was it was an anniversary of Woodstock, so it was a Woodstock theme. So I had my tie-dyes and was doing my Joe Cocker imitation, and it draws people to the booth so that you can talk a little bit more seriously about my business. I can ask them a little bit more about their business and see how I might be able to help them. Maybe it's with the accounting. Maybe they don't need that, but they need something else. And I know that behind me is somebody else, and that's what they need, and that's where I send them.
Tom is with GLM, a business accounting and strategy consulting firm in Schaumburg. Make sure I get it right. GOGLM.com.
Yeah, GoGLM.
GoGLM.
You don't have to. You can't type in the woo, but it's GoGLM.
Well, you can if you want to. Yeah. You just won't get to where you want to go. Elliot and Davis with ServPro. What is the thing that would draw you to a business expo like this?
You know, for us, it is being able to have the opportunity to network and see who else is in our marketplace. We obviously...
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. We obviously like to take advantage of it to market ourselves.
Yeah.
But we also like to find new vendors when we go. In our last expo, you know, we use a lot of air filters for the kind of work that we do.
Oh, yeah.
And discovered that there's actually a pretty large air filter distributor not too far from us that we wouldn't have found otherwise had we not attended the GOA. So we've been buying them. We've been having them shipped in. Now we buy them from down the street.
You've piqued my interest a little bit because I imagine you do remediation from fire. That's where the
correct.
That's where the air filters come in, I imagine, too. Elliot and Davis are with ServPro of Elk Grove Village, Schaumburg, Itasca, and Roselle. Your business phone is 847-593-3055. I'll repeat that, 847-593-3055. And Elliot, they can contact you directly. Elliot at ServPro
of Elk Grove.
Of elkgrove.com.
Yep.
Woohoo!
There you go. And Davis as well, too, by the way. Davis is at the same.
Oh, no, you want to talk to Elliot, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying you can contact you at the same place as well, too, because it's like it never even happened.
Like it never even happened.
Right?
Like it never even happened.
I love that. Brian, when you collaborate at a business expo like this with the GOA, do you set expectations or marks for yourself? Or is it more of a casual, relaxed atmosphere and good things happen when you go in with that type of attitude?
Well, I think it's very casual and relaxed, but I really believe in people like to do business with people they know, like, and trust.
Oh, yeah.
And the expo is a great platform for planting a seed to build a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you build those relationships, people will know, and they, of course they know you, but they'll trust you. And that's very important.
Sure. And when you come to a business expo like this, I imagine and I see in my head business cards and other things going out. Do you have time to sit down and have those one-on-one relationships type talks that you probably really need to cement something?
Usually there's some pretty good time. You know, particularly if people are manning a booth, they might have a partner with them.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then they can, you know, we can get some sidebars off to the side, but really I think it's a great springboard to start.
Sure.
You know, and because that's, you know, if versus talking to somebody on the phone, maybe doing a business cold call, that's not really, you know, very warmly receptive.
Sure.
And people can look you in the eye and they can trust you.
Yeah, face to face. And this has been a good habit for you so
it
far
has.
That you've been involved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brian is the territory manager for Heartland. 708-600-5198, 708-600-5198. Heartland is a global payments company. I'm going to ask you 30 seconds. What exactly does that consist for someone who may be interested?
So overall, we offer a suite of business technology solutions.
Okay.
So think about credit card payments as business, retail,
sure.
restaurant, hospitality, but even business to business now. A lot of commercial contractors are using a commercial credit card.
Sure.
Payroll and HR services.
Oh, yeah.
As well as multiple solutions for point of sale. A lot of businesses operate a point of sale software solution,
yeah.
whether it be retail or restaurant. And we even have a capital funding division for businesses that are on the growth mode.
Sure. Davis and Elliot, you're centered on Itasca and Oak Grove and Roselle and places like that. Have you seen business expanding? Is the circle rapidly expanding as to how far you cover, or do you have to have a certain footprint to, that ServPro says stay here?
No, we have expanded the business quite a bit.
Okay.
In fact, over the last 2 years, we've doubled the size of our business. Mainly through joining a lot of organizations like the GOA and through those networking opportunities. We find tremendous value in building these relationships. And at the end of the day, it's the success of this community that really drives our success. And so, we like to be very involved. We like to be very supportive. And the GOA has been a great vehicle for us to integrate with the community.
Well, it's very interesting as I sit around the table and I just get the feeling that I know more about the GOA. I know more about the men and women behind the GOA just sitting here for 20 minutes than I would have ever gotten off a website. And that really sticks to what you gentlemen and Alyssa as well saying. This is about collaboration and face-to-face. This is about seeing people, having handshakes, and going to the Business Expo. More on that coming up next on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer.
You're listening to AM 560's Part of the Answer, an authentic conversation with some of Chicagoland's best and brightest business leaders. Here's your host, Mike Scott.
We thank you for joining us here on AM 560 The Answer. Part of the Answer is a way for you to inform Chicagoland about your unique and interesting business. It's a way for other businesses and prospective buyers to get to know you better, and it's an opportunity for us to introduce our listeners to the interesting and widely and varied people and businesses that make up the Chicagoland area. Our guest here on AM 560, The Answer, on this part of The Answer, is the Greater O'Hare Association, the Regional Business Association that is in, around, and surrounds O'Hare Airport, and we have several representatives and members of the GOA here today. Tom Ghosh is here with GLM, Business Accounting and Strategy. Elliot and Davis, Elliot Etheridge, Davis Kroll from ServPro are here. Brian Fry from Heartland is here as well. And Alyssa Lombardo is here with the GOA. And Alyssa, we have several opportunities for your members to actually get together with each other upcoming. One of the big ones, of course, is March 5th, the Business Expo at Avalon Banquets, right? You can still register for that, and it's easy to get to on your website.
Yep, that's correct, and it is for non-members as well. So you do not have to be a member
Excellent.
Of the GOA to participate in the expo.
Excellent, and all the information is clearly findable on the website,
yep.
right?
Yep, just go to our website, click up top, it's going to say programs and events, and there's actually a drop-down tab that's just for the expo. So go ahead, give that a click, and you'll have all the information you need.
Sure, and are there tips, tricks, and helps on there, too, on how to set up for the Biz Expo, too? I imagine there probably would be.
Mm-hmm, there are, and we'll even have little segments that GOA will put on. They're called How-To Expos.
Oh, really?
Yes, there's one actually coming up February 5th, and that's going to be at the GOA office. And that'll be from 7:30 to 9. You're more than welcome to come in. If you're thinking about doing the expo or you're nervous because you've never done an expo before,
right.
we'll go ahead and we'll tell you everything you need to know. You'll be able to ask questions and we'll even give some demonstrations on, how the booth will look, how to decorate your booth, things like that.
Sure, yeah. And After Hours is coming up February 27th. That's another opportunity for you to connect and collaborate and get together with folks who – like-minded people who want to see business expand and grow in the Greater O'Hare Association. But one of the key things you've got coming up, and this is also part of your brand as the GOA, you do political advocacy as well, too. And you've got an event coming up on February 12th that all of your membership might be interested in. Tom, you keyed us into this. You have a very important person who's been very busy the last 4 or 5 years advocating in state capitals across the country, not just in Illinois.
Yeah, we've got Adam Andrzejewski coming in to be our speaker at the luncheon on February 12th, I believe it is. He'll talk about opening up the books in government and really holding government accountable for how they're spending, how they're collecting. And Adam does a really nice job of doing all of that.
Yeah, he does. Adam is advocating in California right now. One of his big states that he's working in is in California and has been winning, according to his website and according to him. Part of his job, one of the things he wants to do is make sure that business has a fair footing. Business has an opportunity to survive in the day-to-day hand-to-hand combat that is business, but also thrive in the states and regions that they're in. And that's one of his goals as a former businessman and now a person who goes out and makes government a little more accountable.
Yeah, and he'll take questions at that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you have any type of interest in the government affairs, that's a good luncheon to go to and hear what Adam has to say about that.
Is that something that the GOA has done before, has been involved in political advocacy, bringing in speakers like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we try to whenever we get the opportunity, just because it's something that's always going to be relevant, especially in the business world.
Sure. And you mentioned this before. I'm going to go back to this because I think it's important, and it's a way you have very high touch points with the people who make up the GOA. You bring in Adam Andrzejewski, but you also mentioned that you have these how-to tips and tricks. That's interesting because it really shows that there is more to the GOA than just an association. It sounds more like a partnership to me. We're going to bring things to you that you need to hear about. We're going to have and sponsor opportunities for you to really make the most of your opportunity. So it doesn't sound like doesn't make it a wasted opportunity. It makes it an expanding opportunity for those that get involved.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the business world can be a really scary place. It's always changing. The GOA wants to make it as easy as possible. You know, like I said, we want to see you succeed. So we'll do whatever we can to provide those resources.
Sure. And will you help them build a booth, too?
If they need it, you know what?
I'm
hands on deck. Let's go.
I'm just thinking because, you know, there's a Joann's Fabric right down the road. You can just take care of everything.
Right, there you go.
I don't know.
Can't get more convenient than that.
No. Guys, can you see her with a hammer in her hand?
Oh, yeah.
Building it? Yeah?
Right.
All right. Well, that's good. Alyssa Lombardo is our guest. Tom Ghosh is here. Elliot and Davis Kroll are here with ServPro. Brian is with Heartland. Brian Fry is a territory manager. And when we come back here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, we'll have a chance for them to give you a little more insight as to why their businesses are succeeding as part of the GOA, the Greater O'Hare Association. And we thank you for listening and joining us here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer. We're helping you learn about people doing business with other people. I'm Part of the Answer, and it's one of the key parts of being a member of the GOA. We're back with more of that next here on AM 560, The Answer.
Now, back to Part of the Answer on AM 560, a peek inside the minds behind some of the most successful businesses in Chicagoland. Here's Mike Scott.
It's always a wonderful opportunity here on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer, actually to get to know people a little bit. And if you could hear some of the internal conversations that we have in between segments, you'll know that we have fun getting to know each other and getting to know about what our children do and where we went to school and things like that. But one of the things that makes this show unique is we give people an opportunity to let them explain why they're in the business they're in and how that has made them survive and thrive in the business opportunity that they took a risk on to become a part of. And Brian Fry, I want to start with you with Heartland. What drew you to Heartland? And is this something that you've been preparing for from college up till now?
You know, I think one of the things that drew me to Heartland is our core values. Our tagline is entrepreneurs respectfully serving entrepreneurs. And we really do serve small and medium-sized business. Yes, we have national accounts, but that's where the lifeblood. And really in the country, the good old country of the USA, small to medium-sized business is the lifeblood.
Right. Yeah. Davis and Elliot, you've been members of the GOA, but how long have you been members of ServPro? And what drew you to get into this industry, and what makes it so important for you to be able to go out in front of the GOA and say, yeah, we're proud to be here, because this is a this is who we are.
All right, I'll take this. But real briefly, the reason I came to ServPro is because Elliot and I attend the same church.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw this guy, and I said, man, I got to work for him. Sharp, sharp man. And you know what I really like? Usually everybody would put sales on my card. He put business development manager. And I got to tell you, GOA helps me develop our business. I have met so many folks to help develop our business with.
Yeah, and ServPro's a good name, a good opportunity for you guys out in the marketplace.
Yeah, for sure. ServPro is a national organization.
Okay.
We're actually the largest restoration remediation company in the United States.
Yeah.
So we have over 1,700 franchises, I believe, at this point. And the footprint of ServPro, the mission of ServPro, I mean, really our goal is to help people recover and put their lives back together.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really exist to step into situations when people have suffered some kind of a disaster, whether it's a flood or a fire or something that's really disrupting their home mm-hmm. or their business. And we help them pick up those pieces and get back in action and get their businesses back up and running as quickly as possible.
It just seems to me that that's not just I have to put up plywood on the windows to cover up the burnout, or that's a bring in dryers to mop up the floor. That's a people business too, because they have to trust you.
It is, you know, it's compassion, it's trust. Yeah. We have to be capable, we have to be compassionate, and we have to be trustworthy.
And it's hard work too, I imagine too. You guys are lifting and pulling every day.
It's hard work. It's 24/7. You never know what's going to be on the other end of the phone, and you got to be ready to go.
Oh, wow.
It's not glamorous, but when we leave, it's like it never even happened.
Yeah, oh. Wow. He's good at that, isn't he? He truly is a business development manager. Tom, with GLM, is something you've been training for your life? Is this something that came out of college with you?
You know, it did, but I just didn't know it until about 4 years ago when I came on board with GLM.
Yeah.
I've been a business owner. I've been in sales. And now working for an accounting firm, I've been able to take that background, go and talk with business owners and help them. Because QuickBooks helped me when I owned my business back in the 2000s.
Yeah.
QuickBooks is super easy to use. Anybody can use it. I encourage everybody to get it for their business. What they don't know how to do is make financial statements, read financial statements, learn how to take that information and help them grow their business. And that's why we exist, so that we can take brand new business owners that are just starting to keep track of this stuff and be able to help them with their business, help them make cuts, help them grow their business, help them come up with better ways of revenue for their business, so that they don't have to work as hard on that part of it. They can do the stuff that they love, like restoration, you know, things like that.
Sure. I'll go around the room. I'll start with you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number one challenge for 2020?
Number one challenge is the taxes. Kind of still dealing with the tax cuts that Trump put together. It affects each person, each business individually, which is kind of interesting. There's no big blanket that you can just put on it. You have to take a look at each and every situation and see how it affects you.
Elliot and Davis, what's your biggest challenge in 2020?
Yeah, the job market continues to be very, very tight, and it's really difficult finding, you know, and recruiting right now. So that's where we spend a tremendous amount of our energy is finding the right people.
Not only trying to prevent turnover, but making sure you find the right people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and we need more rain and more cold weather. Don't forget about that.
Well, the ice jams are here in the south suburbs right now. They are down in Archer Avenue. What are some of the challenges, Brian, that Heartland and your organization are facing in 2020?
I think I'll piggyback off Davis and Elliot that it's growth. You know, throughout the nation, we're looking to hire 500 Heartland evangelists.
Is that right?
Because we're in great growth mode right now. Had excellent 2019 business results, and we want to continue to keep that steam rolling.
So if someone is interested, for example, do they can you train them?
Absolutely.
As well, so yeah. They don't need to come in. They should come in with something hands-on, but not specifically.
They just have to love to talk to people.
Yeah, there
and we'll train them for the rest, fill in the blanks.
So these guys are all part of the Greater O'Hare Association. You just heard about what they do and who they are, a little bit about their business and some of the challenges they're facing here on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer. We'll give you an opportunity to reconnect with their phone numbers and their website so they can promote that for you, because honestly, all of these guys are on the table, and Alyssa Lombardo as well, too. You'll need them here in 2020. I would almost, but not quite, guarantee it. We're back with our final segment on Part of the Answer on AM 560 The Answer in just a moment.
And now, more of AM 560's Part of the Answer, a behind-the-scenes look at some of Chicago's most successful businesses. Once again, here's Mike Scott.
We're so glad you're part of the answer on AM 560 The Answer. This is Appointment Radio here on AM 560, and we've gotten to know so many interesting people and wonderful businesses through the years. Opportunities for you as listeners to connect with businesses and opportunities to promote your business. And one of the great ways you can do that is through the GOA at thegoa.com. Alyssa Lombardo with the GOA is here. We've got some major events coming up. Let's highlight the Business Expo, because I think on March 5th, that's a big opportunity for members and others who want to become members to really highlight their business in front of some of the best that Chicagoland has to offer.
Yep, absolutely. If you're a business owner or, you know, work for any businesses in the Chicagoland area, the expo is definitely going to be the place to be. March 5th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Avalon Banquets. And we really hope to see you there. Just to reiterate, you do not have to be a member to be a part of the expo. All non-members are welcome. And again, if you have any questions or if you're thinking about the expo, February 5th would be a great time for you to come to our How To Expo event. That's going to be from 7:30 to 9 at the GOA office.
All questions answered at that point, right?
All of them, yep.
Especially the questions you're afraid to answer.
You
get
know
answers
what?
To, right?
Every question's a good question, so bring it to me.
And it's AM. It's 7:30 a.m.
A.M.
Okay.
7:30 a.m.
Correct.
And that's the
How To Expo.
How To Expo. Mm-hmm. And if folks want to go to the website, they can go where and where on the website to find that information.
Yep. So go ahead and click into the GOA.com. It's going to be at the top of the webpage, and there's going to be a drop-down box that says programs and events, and go ahead and there's a separate section for the expo, and everything you need will be right there.
Tom Ghosh with GLM, your business accounting and strategy and consulting firm. The GOA has been the right pick for you?
It really has. We like working with business owners. Business owners are at the GOA, and that's who we like to work with.
Yeah. ServPros, Elliot and Elliot Etheridge and Davis Kroll. What do you hope to gain from the Business Expo? What makes you go, okay, I'm going to invest this time, I'm going to invest this energy, and what's the payoff for you guys?
You know, at the end of the day, it's really about being a bigger part of the community. You know, we really benefit by, you know, all of us benefit by being part of this community. And, you know, we can, it's very difficult to succeed singularly.
Oh, yeah.
But together,
sure.
You know, we can succeed as businesses.
Sure.
You know, if we lock arms and work together.
Brian, what's the poll that when you go to Heartland and say, hey, as a territory manager, we need to be here? When you explain that to the organization, what do you say?
The GOA has really helped me develop, you know, if you go to work, you want to work with people you love. And I have a lot of friends in business through the GOA, and it's a great place to develop those relationships.
Brian Fry is the territory manager with Heartland, 708-600-5198. 708-600-5198. Where else can they find you on the web?
HeartlandPaymentSystems.com.
Heartland Payments. Brian, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Davis and Elliot, how do folks find out more about your organization? What's the best way?
SurfPro.com.
SurfPro.com. Business phone number, 847-593-3055. Is that the best number?
That's it.
That's the best number to reach those guys. If folks want to call call you, Tom, and start a consulting relationship with you, how best do they do that?
Well, they can call me. It's my cell phone, which is 630-675-8971.
I like that.
Hey, day or night, not even a coffee break. I'm right here for you. And also, you can check out GoGLM.com. That's GoGLM.com. Woo! Because we're going GLM.
There you go. Tom Ghosh, Alyssa Lombardo, Elliot Etheridge, Davis. This is the most we've ever had in the studio at one time. I'm just saying.
It's Elliot, a party in here.
There you go. Davis Kroll, Business Development Manager.
That's me.
With ServPro.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Fry with Heartland Territory Manager. Neighbor of mine. We're going to get together afterwards and talk Lyons Township.
For sure.
Thank you for joining us. We're so glad you're here. I'm Mike Scott on Part of the Answer on AM 560, The Answer.